drying the...
Well, there would be a dish towel, I suppose they would call them. A dish rag would be what you would use to wash itself, and then a dish towel to dry it.
The thing you use to turn on the sink, is it?
We would call it a faucet, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure we would.
If we're in the kitchen, if we're in the bathroom, would it be a faucet as well?
Yeah, I remember the word spigot being used a lot. I think my grandmother used it.
Your grandmother, mm-hmm. And probably the maids used it as well?
Yeah.
What about now if it were on the outside of the house?
On the outside of the house.
Where you attach a garden hose, maybe?
Yeah. I believe we would still call it a faucet.
Okay. What about the thing that the firemen attach their hoses to?
You mean the thing that dogs do their thing on? Hydrants.
Okay. Would you ever have you ever heard a hydrant used for a
hydrant? Sure. Oh yeah, hydrant. Yeah. We did use the word hydrant.
In your family?
But now I'm trying to think what the distinction was. Hydrant, hydrant, hydrant. Where would we cut that off? Oh, hydrant. No, that wouldn't be in the house though.
That would be maybe on the outside.
Yeah, that would be on the outside. Yeah. It wouldn't be an in the house.
Okay. Let me see, you might say last night it got so cold our water pipes
froze.
Okay. And every time it gets cold
they turn off the water. But
okay.
Every time
let me put it another way. If they froze so hard that the pipes
burst.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say burst?
Yeah, I would say burst.
Okay. Then
I remember very young going to school and learning burst.
Yeah. Having that
jammed
down your throat.
Yeah.
Okay. The great big thing like this, big container that flour used to come in. People used to buy flour in a great big what?
When you did that, I thought of the word cauldron, but that's not what you're asking. You mean they'd buy a big sack of flour?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sack of flour.
The big round wooden thing like this, though.
Oh. A barrel.
Yeah. Okay.
We wouldn't buy that much.
Okay. Let me see. And if you had a large quantity of something and you wanted to get it, maybe a liquid, and you wanted to get it into a smaller thing, you'd use one of those cone-shaped jobs.
Funnels.
Okay. You ever hear that called anything else, ever?
A funnel.
Okay.
I probably did, but I can't think of it now.
In the old days when they had horse and buggies, the thing they used
spout
to use.
Spout, maybe they call it.
Spout, maybe.
But a spout would not be closed in. A spout would be open up. So I guess not a spout then.
Okay.
Just keep following.
Okay. Let me see. In the old days when they had horse and buggy, the thing they used to use to make the horses?
Whip.
Okay. And now you mentioned a sack. What about if you went to the grocery store and you got some fruit, the grocer would put it in a
bag.
Now you'd use bag for that.
Yeah, you would use bag for what he would put fruit in, but you would use sack for what he would put flour in.
Okay. would
sack would be something looser. A bag would be paper.
Bag would be